we can agree together that it's not too much to address the one who makes all things new. And just ask that he do that for us. Just a fresh start. Make all things new as we look together in his word. So let's pray together and let's claim that. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your precious word. Not the little bit we think we know, but all that you've inspired your word to mean. We pray that you would open that word and show us the living word, our Lord Jesus. I pray that you would grace us now that this teaching might be clear so that our lives might be clear. I pray that this trumpet may not give an uncertain sound, but that we might, by looking into your word, by your Holy Spirit's unveiling of our Lord Jesus, that we might clearly see him in a transforming way. Thank you, Lord, that we can count on you to minister to us in this way, and so we commit this session unto you in the all-prevailing name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. John chapter 13, please. In this chapter, I think many of you are familiar with this great chapter.
Of course,
Lost the greatest loss. And like look at past. We were together, moved onward, Monday.
Is that if a lip is of a thing of eyes, and deems himself to
Imagine Peter to the universe. And that's the thing that's been. And in this Finn's Finn, the dainty students, Judy, in front of Gritka,
And to die. Backwards, Lord. Done it backwards. I turn to
He's talking from it, and he's from it, 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 from it
Lord, let the way
He could
Confess God and the people of God. I think so clear. After our Jesus, Lord, our heart is hard to lay down, Peter still questions, This really happened to me. and for Jesus,
The servant, the government, the air force, the
with the middle and this gun, he just got on his gun on the sword.
I don't know.
I never dreamed my flesh was as weak as my flesh is. I didn't know I wasn't made for that. And all that time of trying to serve him, I had no intimacy, no fellowship with the Lord. And the harder I tried, the worse it got. Until I threw in the towel in 1965. And he looked at me. My broken heart was brought to life when by his grace our glances met. I saw his look. My heart dissolved in tides of sorrow and regret. My eyes shall ever rest on him, the very one that I forsook. I'll never be the same again. The rooster crowed. I saw his look. That's the look that transforms. I'm not saved to serve. I'm saved to be served in order to serve. You're not saved to serve the Lord. You're saved to be served by the Lord in order to serve the Lord until he refreshes you. You can never refresh anyone. Until you're filled, you can't overflow. Let me sort of wrap this up. After this was all over, back to the supper,
He says, you ought to wash one another's feet. When do I serve my brother? When do I wash their feet? When do I serve my sister? You say, when a sister or brother's discouraged and they're lonely and they're depressed and rejected and aimless and burdened down with some burden, then you're supposed to minister unto them. Somebody's in financial need. Go meet that need. You've ministered unto them. Someone's lonely. Go bring them a fruit basket. And you've ministered unto them. Someone doesn't know where to turn. Give them a Bible verse. You ministered unto them. Put your hand on their shoulder. Pray for them. Has that washed their feet? I'll tell you, not necessarily so. Just because I invite them to dinner or invite them to church or invite them to a Bible conference or a Bible study. When do I refresh? When do I wash the feet of the saints? And the answer is, after He has filled me, after He has refreshed me. Once God has washed my feet, before I can lift a finger to serve Him, He's already at my feet, washing my feet and your feet. He ministers to us and He fills us. And then, when His fullness is in my life and brimming over on all sides at all times, then I touch a life. A Christian who's full of Christ. He might not even talk about Christ. He might talk about the weather, or about fishing, or about baseball, or about some transaction he made, or investment, or some vacation. And after they leave, your heart says, "Whew, I've been refreshed." It's amazing. You don't have to give a Bible verse. That's ministry. When God has ministered to you and you touch someone's life, they know they've been in the presence of the Lord. I've received letters that have washed my feet. I've received telephone calls that have washed my feet. I've had fellowship with saints that has washed my feet. I received $1,000 that did not wash my feet. I received a gift for $5 that washed my feet. You know what I'm talking about? We're talking about when God refreshes you, then you have a ministry to others because it's God through you. It's the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. And this is one of those great secrets of ministry. I'm not saved to serve. I'm saved to be served by God. And as I have that intimate relationship with Him, He fills me to the brim. Then I touch lives and they are blessed. May God write this in our heart. This weekend, the Lord wants to refresh us. He wants to wash our feet. He wants to minister to us so that we can minister. Let me give two Bible verses and we'll close. Philemon 1:20. Paul writes to Philemon. He says, "Yes, brother, let me benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ Jesus." Exactly so. Acts 3:19. "Repent therefore and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, so there may come seasons of refreshing from the presence of the Lord." May God refresh us so that we can refresh others. You got to learn it sometime or other. Learn it this weekend. Not just up here. Don't think you can do it like Peter tried to do it. You can't serve the Lord. Get that down. There's a devil out there. You can't serve him. Your flesh is weak. You can't serve him. You weren't made to serve Him. You can't serve Him. Are you willing to let Him serve you? There comes a time in a Christian's life when he's got to surrender his surrender. Got to give it up. Let the Lord minister to you. Take some time this weekend. Talk to the Lord. Let Him know that you understand these principles, and by His grace — this is grace upon grace, not just the grace, the seed of the grace, or whatever He said — ask the Lord. Tell tell him that you understand this principle and ask him to wash your feet. Get alone with him. Give him a half hour and just say, enjoy me. You'll never be the same. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word. Oh, working in our hearts. We never want to hear you breathe those words, no part with me. Lord, that's why we live. To live is Christ. We need that. We want a part with you. We want a fellowship with you and a relationship. Teach us how you wash our feet so that we might serve others. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.